This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon all citizens to mark this festive season by celebrating the hard work, creativity and innovation of 140 crore Indians by buying Indian products in reply to a social media post by MyGov India. The Prime Minister emphasized to buy Indian products and say, "Garv se kaho ye swadeshi hai." He also urged the people to share on social media what they have bought. He added that by this way the people will inspire others to also do the same. In a social media post, MyGov India said that this Diwali, people should take a pledge to buy only Swadeshi products and support country's local artisans. It added that the Prime Minister is inspiring the nation to go vocal for local. It also urged the citizens to share selfie with their Swadeshi purchase or its maker. The Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public spaces. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. Streets and markets in various cities have been decorated with colourful lights and flowers. In the national capital, Delhi, people in large numbers are seen thronging to different markets to purchase items, including Swadeshi items, for Diwali celebrations. In view of this festival, Delhi police has made elaborate security arrangement across the city. Major hospitals in Delhi are fully prepared to deal with the cases of burn injuries during Diwali. On the other hand, the Delhi Fire Department has identified 41 spots where fire brigade vehicles, including 24 quick response vehicles, are stationed to tackle fire-related incidents. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. In her message, President Murmu said that Diwali is one of India's most popular festivals and is celebrated with great zeal and enthusiasm. She added that the festival symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, and good over evil. In his message, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Diwali celebrates the triumph of goodness over evil and knowledge over ignorance. He prayed to Goddess Lakshmi to shower her blessings of peace, prosperity and good health on everyone. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, along with railway officers, visited Anand Vihar Railway Station late last night to take stock of arrangements made for passengers in view of Diwali and Chhath festivals. During the visit, he also interacted with passengers and asked for their feedback about the arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that Delhi stations receive a large number of passengers on Diwali and Chhath, and railways has made extensive arrangements for their comfort. He added that the holding area and large number of ticket counters have made their travel easier. The minister said that the railway ministry has made similar facilities at other stations of Mumbai, Pune, Surat, Bengaluru, Secunderabad, which receive a large number of passengers. The filing of nominations for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of a total of 243 seats, 122 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. Today is also last date of withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on 6th of November. The counting of votes will be taken up on 14th of November. In women's cricket, England defeated India by 4 runs in the ICC ODI World Cup at the Holkar Stadium in Indore last night. Chasing a target of 289 runs set by England, India managed to score only 284 for 6 in 50 overs. Smriti Mandhana's 88, along with Harmanpreet Kaur's 70 and Deepti Sharma's 50, kept the hosts in contention. At the 2025 Asian Youth Games, India's 15-year-old Khushi opened the medal tally for the country in Bahrain, winning a bronze medal in Kurash yesterday. Competing in the girls' 70kg weight class in a draw of 6, she got a bye in the quarterfinals and lost to Uzbekistan's T. Tursunova in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.